6. He left a trail of weaponry and the liquefied remains of gambling chips. The two heavy micro-rifles clattered to the absorber mat just outside the airlock door, and the cloak fell just beyond them. The guns glinted in the soft light reflecting off gleaming wooden panels. The mercury gambling chips in his jacket pockets exposed the human ambient heat of the module's interior promptly melted. He felt the change happen, and stopped mystified to stare into his pockets. He shrugged, then turned his pockets inside out, and let the mercury splash onto the mat. He yawned and walked on. Funny the module hadn't greeted him. The pistols bounced on the carpeted floor of the hall and lay beading with frost. He left the short jacket hanging on a piece of sculpture in the hall. He yawned again. It wasn't far off the time of habitat dawn. Very much time for bed. He rolled down the tops of the knee boots and kicked them both down the corridor leading to the swimming pool. He was pulling down his trousers as he entered the module's main social area, shuffling forward bent over and holding onto the wall as he cursed the garments and tried to kick them off without falling over. There was somebody there. He stopped and stared. It looked very much like his favorite uncle was sitting in one of the lounge's best seats. Gunnar Hofhorn stood upright and swayed, staring through numerous blinks. "Uncle Tishlin," he said, squinting at the apparition. He leant on an antique cabinet and finally hauled his trousers off. The figure, tall, white-maned, and with a light smile playing on its crackly, severe face, stood up and adjusted its long, formal jacket. "Just a pretend version buyer," the voice rumbled. The hologram put its head back and fixed him with a measuring, questioning look. "They really do want you to do this thing for them, boy." Gunnar Hofhorn scratched his head and muttered something to the suit. It began to peel off around him. "Will you tell me what the hell it actually is, Uncle?" he asked, stepping out of the gel field and taking a deep breath of module air, more to annoy the suit than because the air tasted better. The suit gathered itself up into a head-sized ball and floated wordlessly away to clean itself. The hologram of his uncle breathed out slowly and crossed its arms in a way Gunnar Hofhorn remembered from his early childhood. "Put simply, buyer," the image said, "they want you to steal the soul of a dead woman." Gunnar Hofhorn stood there quite naked, still swaying, still blinking. "Oh," he said after a while.